Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast away, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 18th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island, plus background to the news. Manx sport, what there is of it, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. The latest news conference on coronavirus with the Chief Minister. Taxi drivers on the island aren't happy with the information they've been given. And how are delivery drivers protected from COVID-19? Away from coronavirus, two new MLCs speak about their roles, but also back to coronavirus, the top 10 occasions to wash your hands, and who's panic buying at Isle of Man shops.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. Chief Minister Howard Quayle has asked people to seriously consider self-isolation if they are someone deemed to be in a high-risk category, but added it is still not obligatory by law at this stage. That includes members of the community who are over 70 years of age, pregnant women, and those with underlying health conditions. He also issued clarification about what self-isolation means, saying those doing so must stay at home. Use of private property is permitted, including going in gardens, but those self-isolating must not leave the property. The Chief Minister also reiterated that if someone is self-isolating in your home, you are not obliged to follow suit, but he did emphasise the importance of social distancing and minimising the risk of spreading COVID-19 wherever possible. Furthermore, elective surgery at Nobles Hospital has been suspended until further notice. Ramsey Cottage Hospital has become the receiving centre for minor injuries, and visiting at Nobles has become severely restricted, with only immediate family allowed to visit for critical reasons with permission of ward staff. In international news, the number of confirmed cases of coronavirus worldwide has passed 200,000, and more than 8,000 people have now died, and schools across the UK are to close from Friday. Meanwhile, the US and Canada plan to close their border. President Donald Trump tweeted earlier saying trade will not be affected. Those are the headlines at 5:30. Our next will be a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gara Mayor, thank you, Lewis. No wind warnings in operation in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, the advisory tonight, dry through the night with a light northerly breeze. Overnight minimum is 2, and as we've just got a light breeze, we'll be close to freezing over higher ground, so there'll be some frost first thing tomorrow morning. Jerdain, dry with sunny intervals, a light to moderate northerly, freshening during the afternoon, up to 8 Celsius, down to 2 through the night again, so a frosty start to Jehenia Friday. Fine and dry for the rest of Friday with long sunny spells, a moderate wind coming in from the northeast, and 8 degrees top temperature. Sunset 29 minutes past 6. High water 25 past 7. Low water overnight is a minute to 2 a.m. Sunrise in the morning 22 minutes past 6. And high water for Thursday morning 7 minutes past 8. Remember, the clocks go forward a week on Sunday, the 29th of March.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate.
This afternoon's coronavirus news conference was addressed by the Chief Minister and the Enterprise Minister, Lawrence Skelly. Two of the top topics were self-isolation, and at the start, the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, spoke of new moves for adult social care.
We have today made the difficult decision that with effect from 1 minute to midnight tomorrow evening, that's the 19th of March, all residential services directly provided by adult social care will close to non-essential visitors. We don't want to stop these important community links, but we need to ensure our most vulnerable people are protected.
We had a Manx Radio reporter likes to go and have breakfast before coming up the hill. This morning, two people having breakfast, having come off the boat, they'd been to France, they said to the owners of this establishment, who then said, well, you're in self-isolation then. And they said, right, didn't know, can I wolf this down and I'll go and self-isolate? Not there's going to be problems initially, I know, but that was an example just this morning.
Yeah, well, that's incredibly disappointing. When civil defence was there, everyone got a leaflet telling them that they had to go and self-isolate. So if that's true, I've got no doubt to...
We had a
doubt,
reporter there that
yeah,
you witnessed
then
it.
That is incredibly disappointing, and this will have to be monitored, and if there's a way of tightening up the situation, then we will have to do that. I don't think... I know, coming off the plane, one of the planes that came in this morning, there was, I think, like 100 passengers booked in, and I think about 15 people actually came off. So numbers of people coming over to the Isle of Man are reducing for that reason of the self-isolation. But we know that our young people will be coming home in big numbers in the next week or so, and we need to ensure that the system works well. So disappointing to hear that, Tim, because they were, those visitors were clearly handed a leaflet telling them what to do, and there are posters up telling them what to do. So
but there's no registration or anything of people coming off the planes and boats.
Yeah, that will be happening, Tim. We need to make sure our powers are in place, yeah. And once that's done, then
that's the next stage, effectively. Yeah, as Chief Minister said, it's disappointing that's happened. However, very, very early stages, and I think, you know, the role, particularly from the media, is the opportunity to get the message out. I mean, communication is absolutely critical, and which is why we're doing this on a daily basis. So we would hope and encourage that you, as the media, will help us get those messages out there appropriately at the right time.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
23 minutes to six. The taxi drivers aren't happy. A shambles is how one taxi driver described the government's handling of the introduction of compulsory self-isolation for all people arriving on the Isle of Man. Secretary of the Manx Taxi Federation, Mike Birchall's unhappy with the information provided to those in his trade, the people who pick up passengers at the airport and sea terminal. He spoke to Manx Radio's Tim Glover.
The taxi drivers on the islands have had no clear direction from the Isle of Man government up until 8 o'clock this morning as to what was happening. I sought clear advice from the government yesterday after they sat in Tynwald. At 12 o'clock I emailed my local MHK and I asked, one, were the taxi drivers still allowed to pick up at the airport from midnight last night? Two, if they did pick up at the airport from midnight last night, what precautions did they have to take? And three, if they picked up from the airport last night, after midnight last night, would they have to go into 2 weeks self-isolation along with the passengers that they were picking up? I then received an email a couple of minutes after I sent the original email informing me that the DOI would be issuing a press release sometime during the afternoon to clear up those matters. That never happened. I then talked to my local MHK again about 5:30 in the afternoon, and he informed me that the DOI would definitely be making a press release sometime during the evening. That never happened. So this morning, our representative down the airport contacted Rob Callister, MHK from Onchan, to find out what was going on. And Rob Callister got back to me, said he talked to the Chief Minister, and the Chief Minister said that we were allowed to pick up at the airport. We had to clean our cars afterwards. We did not have to self-isolate. That was the first clear information that we have received after the government had effectively closed the ports down. There's been no information forthcoming whatsoever. The taxi drivers have not refused to pick up at the airport, or the majority of them have not. All they have sought is clear direction as to what they were to do if they were to pick up down at the airport. It's a total shambles.
To some, of course, the airport is their business.
It is indeed. The Maloo drivers, the ones that sit on the rank at the airport taxi drivers, there's no work left for them. Once these last few people come in on the planes in the next few days, who at the moment are mainly students returning from the UK that live on the island, the work has dried up. There's no work left for them. They're going to need help from the government. They're going to need bailing out. The Douglas drivers as well, the majority of the work for the Douglas drivers at certain times of the day is airport pickup, business people coming in. There's no business people coming in out of the island. Businesses are on the line here, as in other sectors as well. It's not just the taxis, of course, that are affected. We realise that. And there are other sectors, the hoteliers, etc., that may be affected worsely. But we're going to need help.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
At 20 to 6, the Ben McCree departed Heysham at 22 minutes past 2. The this afternoon. She's due in Douglas at 6:10. She'll discharge, spin around, and then depart at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30, and back, of course, at 2:15. The steam package Fastcraft Mananen is due to resume her seasonal service to Liverpool a week on Friday, March 27th. Her first sailing to Dublin of 2020 is scheduled for the day after that, March 28th, and she heads for Belfast, she's scheduled to, on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Last week, there were four additions to the Tynwald ranks, two returning members and two new faces to Legislative Council. Dolan Mercer's been catching up with two of the four.
Kerry Sharp topped the polls among members of the House of Keys with 19 votes. One of her big pushes so far has been on public service media. I asked her if that's a debate she's hoping to reignite in her new term in office.
Oh, absolutely. As I said during the hustings, I felt I was right to bring forward the motion for a public service media strategy. Mm-hmm. And I still think I'm right. It's something that we need. And I think that, especially at the moment with coronavirus, for example, it just goes to show how essential it is to have a robust, properly funded, stable public service media so that people can access impartial, factually correct advice. And I mean, I think Manx Radio, obviously, and all the other radio stations, news, Isle of Man newspapers are doing a great job, but we do need an overall strategy to make sure that that system is robust in the future.
Do you feel that's true now more than ever?
Yes, because if you look at the influence that social media has at the moment, most young people we know are accessing news on their mobile devices, and the news that they're accessing is, for example, Apple News. Well, Apple News, it's not a journalistic body. It's the news according to Apple. So, now more than ever, it's become really relevant.
Kerry Sharp there. One of the new faces to LegCo is Peter Greenhill, who previously stated he would be open to the idea of a departmental role in government. I asked him if that was a discussion he was having already.
It's not ongoing yet, but I'm sure it will happen very soon. People are aware that I'm prepared to do that, as long as my skill set fits what's needed.
You had your first experience of a Tynwald sitting yesterday, very much a baptism of fire.
It certainly was. I was expecting lots of challenges over the next few years anyway because of Brexit. I think I was making that point at the hustings. But on top of that now, we've had a set of massive problems which will affect the economy and they'll affect a lot of people on the island, and we have to be ready for that and be able to move quickly.
Is there a renewed emphasis then on the newer members of LegCo, yourself and Rob Mercer, perhaps to hit the ground running a bit? You don't really have much choice, do you?
We don't have any choice at all. I mean, hitting the ground running, I was already trying to do with the bills that are going through at the moment. Mm. But with everything else that's been happening over the last few weeks, it's changing, and that rapidly changing as well.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
In the UK, Nissan has sent workers at Sunderland home. They're suspending work at the Sunderland plant as the coronavirus pandemic causes widespread industrial disruption. The car maker employs 6,000 people at its Sunderland site and produces about 440,000 vehicles a year. So it was halting production as it assessed supply chain disruption and the sudden drop in market demand caused by COVID-19. Staff have been given no return date. Major global companies are shutting down manufacturing across Europe to protect workers from coronavirus. Elsewhere, Toyota's suspending work at UK factories, which employ around 2,000 people, and will close its factories across Europe later this week. Volkswagen plans to close most of its European plants for the near future. Carmakers BMW, Fiat Chrysler, Peugeot, Renault, Ford and Daimler are also closing plants across Europe. And aviation giant Airbus is pausing production at its plants in France and Spain.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets fell despite governments promising to unleash billions of dollars to help businesses and citizens get through the coronavirus pandemic. US stocks fell as markets remain volatile. The dollar extended its gains as companies' investors worried by the coronavirus outbreak, rushed to the world's most liquid currency. Oil prices fell, with US crude futures tumbling to a 17-year low. Gold erased early gains as mounting fears over the economic hit from the coronavirus overshadowed additional stimulus measures by the US. In corporate news, supermarkets were in a bright spot, with Sainsbury's the standout gainer on the top flight and Morrison's close behind after the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer said the UK government will be giving all retail, hospitality and leisure businesses in England a 100% business rate holiday. At the FTSE 250, Cineworld, Marston's and Wetherspoons all racked up solid gains. Cineworld announced the closure of its cinemas on Tuesday. Marston said earlier that it was unlikely to pay a dividend this year. Transport operator National Express was the biggest loser on the FTSE 250. And at the close, the numbers. The FTSE 100 in London down 4% at 5,080. The DAX in Frankfurt down 5.5% at 8,441. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index in New York down 7.25% at 19,687. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York down 5% at 6,966. In Chicago, the S&P 500 down 6.5% at 2,364. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 16.6 cents and €1 7.6 cents. And in commodities, gold down 3.5% at $1,485 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 11% at $25.65 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
A Manx shipping boss says steps are being taken to ensure delivery drivers and customers are protected from the spread of COVID-19. John Quay is the chairman of Manx Independent Carriers, which has reported a spike in the delivery of food parcels to homes across the island. He says drivers have been issued with hand sanitizer, antiseptic wipes and rubber gloves and are advised to exercise care and caution when out on jobs. He spoke to our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn.
So what happens there is the goods arrive at the UK depot where they're loaded on trailers and taken to Heysham. We leave the trailer on the quayside at Heysham, the steam packet shunted on board the Ben, and remove it at this side, leave it on the quay this side, and we pick it up and bring it to the depot, or a lot of cases we deliver straight to the customer. So there's no cross-contamination of staff. If there was any possibility of contamination of the goods, there is a decent time span between them leaving the UK depot and arriving in the Isle of Man. I understand that the virus doesn't live longer than 12 hours on cardboard, that sort of thing. So we're fairly confident that we're not going to transmit the virus through moving cargo. And like I said, there's no personal interaction between the two depots with the staff.
Has the business delivered to a household that is self-isolating yet, or have you yet to come across that?
No, we've not come across it at all yet. So everything at the moment is as normal as it usually is.
In terms of the volumes of freight you've actually had in recent weeks, how's that been impacted by what's going on?
We had a bit of a spike with Amazon. They seem to have a grocery side, I can't think what it's called, but Amazon Food or something like that. And there was quite a lot of additional traffic coming through. Quite large boxes which were containing pasta and stuff like that. It seems to be the staple. Lots of tinned goods, so you're getting heavy boxes. So there's a fair bit of extra traffic there. But I think that's slowed down. From what I read, Amazon are concentrating more on business goods rather than this kind of thing. It's pretty level. We're no busier at the moment than we normally would be. It's just that obviously if the virus does hit, it could affect us. We could lose staff because of it. But if volumes are down, one might go hand in hand with the other, less freight.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. It might be quicker to tell you what is going ahead rather than what isn't. There aren't many sporting events taking place around the Isle of Man for the foreseeable future. Football on the island has been suspended until further notice, including all senior and junior league and cup fixtures, friendly matches and training. The Isle of Man FA says it will put out updates and further information via its website and social media accounts. It's a similar scenario for rugby. All activity has been suspended until at least the 14th of April. Hockey has followed similar lines as well. Basketball leagues on the island have been suspended, initially for 2 weeks in light of coronavirus. The Manx Netball Association has suspended all netball activity and events with immediate effect until further notice. In the past 24 hours, the Isle of Man Billiards and Snooker Associations followed suit with all league matches and competitions postponed for at least 4 weeks. All sportsmen and women, players, supporters, coaches, etc. are advised to check with their governing body for details regarding each sport individually. But as a general rule, it looks like all sporting activity is off the agenda for the time being. A similar story further afield, former Republic of Ireland striker Niall Quinn thinks postponing Euro 2020 is the correct decision, considering the current pandemic. The tournament will now take place next year, with the Republic of Ireland still needing to secure a spot in the competition through the playoffs, which have been moved to June. Quinn, who is the deputy chief executive of the Football Association in Ireland, tells the organisation's TV channel, UEFA has made a good call.
I think it just gives everybody breathing space at a really difficult time, an unprecedented time, and one where, you know, the health of our players, of our fans and everybody in the footballing family of Europe is at stake.
The knock-on effect of sporting cancellations due to coronavirus could also impact Anthony Joshua's summer fight with Kubrat Pulev. The boxers are due to meet at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on the 20th of June. Promoter Eddie Hearn admits it could be at risk.
Obviously, with the news of the Euros now being cancelled and the possible extension of the Premier League season, Spurs may need that stadium. We don't even know in June. Everything now is really a case-by-case situation, a day-by-day situation.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
8 minutes to six on update. The 4:25 inbound BA from London City was cancelled, so the departure to London City tonight will be at 9 o'clock. The 5 past 5 departure for London City on BA will be 9 o'clock scheduled. Elsewhere, the 5:35 heading for Dublin left a minute late. The other later departure is for 5 to 6, the Edinburgh flight. But the London City, instead of 5 past 5, will depart at 9 o'clock tonight. Princes Avenue in Douglas is closed at the moment because of gas main repairs from Drury Terrace Lane to Ballaquail Road. Also, temporary two-way 24-hour signals by the Liverpool Arms for railway crossing works. Also, traffic signals between the Forge and Santa Motel on the Castletown Road for footway resurfacing. That should be finishing later on this week. 24-hour signals, three-way signals for ongoing railway works. King Edward Road in Gravelin. Bayview Road in Port St Mary's got two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs there. Also watch out in Lord Street in Douglas, the end of May, they're saying, 22nd of May for all that surrounding roads and paths for the regeneration works. And remember, the one-way system on Finch Road is reversed until the 30th of August, they say. Everything you'll need, including reference to Douglas Promenade, is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. The Promenade has its own website, by the way, myprom.im, and at manxradio.com you can find everything to do with trains, planes, boats, buses and rail.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Earlier today, schools in Scotland and Wales, it was announced, would close from Friday in response to the coronavirus epidemic. And it's just been announced the UK government will follow shortly. Schools in England will close from Friday. The coronavirus death toll in the UK has now reached 104 after the NHS said a further 32 people had died in England after testing positive. The Scotland First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says schools have now lost too many staff to continue as normal.
My view is that it is now inevitable that we will close schools and nurseries.
And my planning assumption now is that schools will close to pupils at the end of this week. And I wanted today to give parents notice of that now. There are two key drivers of that view. First is the science. SAGE, our expert scientific advisers, are examining new advice literally as we speak. I expect that that is likely to tell us to close schools. Secondly, we have the reality on the ground. As people do the right thing and follow the advice to self-isolate or to isolate as a household, more and more schools are approaching a point where they have lost too many staff to continue as normal.
That's the latest from the schools. Who knows what's going to happen on the Isle of Man? Of course, stay tuned to Manx Radio and make sure you're following manxradio.com or you've downloaded Manx Radio's app. On the way after 6 o'clock, it's Spotlight, hosted by Aaron Ibanez. We've got Greatest Hits with Chris Pearson from 6:30. The Opera Hour, a little relief of an opera nature with Ernie Thorne tonight at 9 o'clock. And then Stu Peters with The Late Show on Manx Radio. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Lewis Foster, producer, Dolan Mercer. I'm Andy Wint. And remember, for the most comprehensive source of Manx news, interviews and features, and the largest store of videos, including MTTV, Culture Ban in the Manx National Heritage, find them at manxradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. That's it for Wednesday. Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
WINT.